This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Orioles picked up a win in game one of their doubleheader, 3-1 over the Mets. Game two set for 5:05. But joining us right now, you know her, you love her. She is Lucy Burge. And Lucy, I want to start with this. What was this car dealer video shoot? What happened here?
Yes. So good afternoon. So this was a big moment in my life because as a 12-year-old, I was obsessed with Hummers. It was around the time of 50 Cent being very popular, and he made Hummers very popular. So I really always liked them. So GMC now makes Hummers. The dealer where my family has always gotten our GMCs, our SUVs and everything, the husband the man who owns the dealership is the husband of my fifth grade teacher. So it all kind of came together where we put together this promotion where I promote to the car dealership, but also get to drive a Hummer. And I get to live out my dream as a 12-year-old. So that was very exciting. And I had an absolutely great time.
So is this for like a finite period of time? Are you already dreading when your time with the Hummer ends?
I didn't take it with me. I just drove it around the highway and then put it in the parking lot, and I drove out in the car I arrived in. But maybe in the future, we're working on something where I get to take it for a couple of days. We did talk pricing to purchase one, but we'll see about that. But yes, so we'll see.
How's the fuel economy? Can't be great.
It can't.
Well, it's electric.
Well, there you go.
It's actually, you just charge up. Go to Gallagher GMC in New Britain, Connecticut, and get your Hummer
We've got a huge contingent of listeners in the greater New Britain area. We're huge there, I hear.
We're speaking to Lucy Burge. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Lucy, got to get your thoughts on the GOAT returning, Joey Chestnut, really just showing what a champion he is on the 4th of July.
Yeah, a couple goats returning to things. Joey Chestnut returning and Tom Brady returning to the dating scene. But Joey Chestnut, yeah. I was like, which goat are we going with first? Joey Chestnut returning in it's a phenomenal event. Every single year, how seriously they take it when they introduce each eater is the highlight of my year, really, because George Shea, the MC of the hot dog eating contest each year, is a national treasure. This man is an absolute gem. And the way that they introduce them, like, he is from the depths of hell. Like, it's amazing. So I love this contest. And the fact that Joey Chestnut was back is just always a wonderful thing.
Sorry.
All right. Everything's fine. Everything is fine.
I dropped my phone and the Odyssey app turned on. And so we were getting Lucy in real time and then Lucy on delay.
Well, look at that. Download the Odyssey app today.
Look at that. Well, let's get to the other goat. And Tom Brady, Sidney Sweeney,
Is that a thing?
Dude, they were talking to each other at Bezos' wedding.
Yeah.
And that was everyone saw that. Like, so people are wondering, is Tom trying to one up Bill in that department?
Well,
I
would say he's succeeding if this is going on.
Are you buying that?
Yeah, so you would think that he's trying to one-up Giselle in many ways, but she's old news. True. I mean, now it's like one-upping Bill. Like, that really is what maybe you'd think about, because they're around the same age, I think, Sydney Sweeney and Jordan Hudson. So he's been linked to Sydney Sweeney, but also now linked to Sofia Vergara, who has been described in headlines about this story as sexy and older, which is always very nice. Today is her birthday.
Oh.
So she is older, but she's older than, she's more like Bill would date her, I guess. She's older and he goes older and then Bill goes younger, which is interesting. But I don't think the fact that she's older really should matter in this case. Because Tom Brady is in his 40s. They're not that far apart. But she's, I think, like 5 years older than him, and that he can only take her in small doses. I think she can't handle it, which is very interesting. But yeah, he's on yachts and stuff with Sydney Sweeney and Sofia Vergara. So I am really happy to see Tom doing this. Because I was wondering when he was going to stop posting a pool party anyone with just him at his pool in Miami and selfies, shirtless selfies, being like, oh, what a sunny day, or sunsets, or Fleetwood Mac lyrics, or things like that. So I was hoping maybe he'd stop doing that and start getting out there and start kind of mingling and start kind of dating. And now maybe that's what's happening.
Big week for your Sox. Now, they were playing, everybody's favorite AAA team, the Colorado Rockies. So I do think we need to factor that in to the equation.
Sure.
But it seems like you are full bore on the possibilities of the Boston Red Sox and October baseball.
World Series.
Oh, totally. Totally. I think this is at least a playoff team, obviously. But World Series is not out of the question because, yes, they're playing the Colorado Rockies. However, the vibes are still the same as if they were beating a better team. So the vibes are high.
Yeah.
Vibes are very high right now coming into a Tampa Bay Rays series, a game tonight of which I will be in attendance.
Oh.
So I am looking forward to seeing those vibes continue to be very high. And they will play. It's been pouring rain all day, but I believe that they certainly will play tonight. And the vibes will continue, and the home runs will continue, and the lack of errors will continue, because errors are down, vibes are up, home runs are up. It's good right now. Alex Cora saying that this is the deepest lineup he's seen in a long time that they've had, and the vibes are high. So I don't think it will all come crashing down. I think it will stay high.
Deeper lineup than when Devers was there a month ago.
Exactly. They love him in San Francisco, right?
Yeah,
he's really doing great there. He is not being treated. I mean, so yeah, they're now saying he's fat out there, and we're like, see what we had to deal with here?
Yeah.
Like, can we send him back?
Mm-hmm. They're either saying that out there or they're saying that in Boston. Will we see you? Will you be visible at this Red Sox game? Will you be sitting maybe in the Hummer of New Britain, Connecticut suite, like right down there behind home plate?
On Nesson?
Yeah. Yep. Or will we, if we're watching on, MLB, whatever, extra innings, will we see the Burge down in the lower bowl at Fenway?
It is quite possible. It depends on if the camera is a little bit higher than it is sometimes. Sometimes they move it a little bit during the game. But yes, it is quite possible because I will be behind home plate. So I will possibly be visible on the broadcast of the Red Sox game tonight.
Lucy, before we get your best bets, do you feel like you're hitting your stride with your IG Live in the car?
Oh, hell yeah. This is great. So this has been very fun. So follow me on Instagram at Lucille Burge. You can see my live streams sitting in the car or sitting other places, sitting on my couch, maybe sitting by the pool, maybe. You never know. But it's technically just like sitting in my car generally. And the interaction has been wonderful. People have asked really riveting questions. I just get to talk for sometimes 2 hours.
Wow.
a drink of coffee or a matcha latte. You never know. Or I'm getting it from Dunkin' or Starbucks, whatever. It's dynamic. It's a cosmic gumbo of things. And we talk about whatever. I tweet out an agenda before it, but I never stick to the agenda, though I try to. My IG lives are really rolling now.
I love it. Love it. Well, you are the dong queen.
Yes.
What is your dong of the day?
Probably not Devers.
It is not Devers. Certainly not Devers. Jose Ramirez is the dong of the day. Plus 260, you can get Jose Ramirez to hit a home run at DraftKings, because we do love DraftKings. He has hit a home run in each of his last three games. And he has hit a double off of Jonathan Cannon, who is pitching tonight. And Jonathan Cannon has an ERA over 4 and has allowed two home runs against Cleveland when he faced them in April. So Jose Ramirez home run to make it 4 in a row, plus 260 at DraftKings.
She's Lucy Bird. She's the best. Check out her IG live. Lucy, thanks. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, guys. You guys are
You
got to
crack the window at least a little bit, Burge, if you're going to be sitting in the car for 2 hours.
I alternate air conditioning, window cracked.
Okay.
So it's really just so dynamic.
Love it.
Thanks, Lucy.
Thank you.
Coming up at the bottom of the hour, it's the doctor, Jerry Coleman. Lucy and Jerry in the same hour.
It's a big hour.
We want to talk about a dynamic
person
duo.
Who the Hall of Fame is named after and one of the initial honorees.
Inductee. But coming up next, it is Necessary Roughness. Coby Mayo, he was in the lineup in game 1. Is he in the lineup in game 2? Spoiler alert, he's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Orioles picked up a pretty impressive win in game 1 of the doubleheader against the Mets. They won 3-1. Gunnar Henderson, First career pinch hit home run. It was in the eighth inning. Two-run shot to give the O's the lead. And then Ramon Laureano ended up hitting a sack fly for the final score, 3-1. Kobe Mayom did get the start at first base, and he was 0-for-2 with a strikeout. Ryan O'Hearn ended up pinch hitting for him later on in the game. Is he in the lineup for the second game? Well, here's your lineup. Jackson Holliday, he's leading off. He's DHing. Jordan Westberg at second base, batting second. Gunnar Henderson back in the starting lineup. At shortstop, batting third, Ryan O'Hearn. Batting cleanup at first base. Ramon Laureano in right field batting fifth. Colton Cowser in left field batting sixth. Ramon Urias, third base batting seventh. Cedric Mullins, center field batting eighth. And Alex Jackson making his Oriole debut at catcher batting ninth. So no Kobe Mayo. And he has now played on the season, Jason, with the big league club. Back-to-back games started three times. He has yet to start three consecutive games.
It's mind-boggling.
He's only started two games
this
month.
When I say that they are a clownish, unserious franchise, this is part of why. They refuse to acknowledge their lot, where they are, who they are, how they got there, all their failings, not just injuries, categorical, systemic, organizational failures that have rotted this organization and rotted every level of the minors. Just go look at the on-base percentages. Go watch some of the errors. Go look at kids who are 1-1s who get to the majors, don't know how to run the bases. It's shameful. This didn't happen all by happenstance and accident. They earned it. They earned being one of the failures. Some people would say one of the more outstanding failures in modern baseball history. That's what Jason Stark would say. And yet they refuse to take ownership of it, and they refuse to act accordingly. And the drivel that they say and spew and peddle is meaningless. It's how they act. And the fact that they don't think this kid deserves a look now, it yet at the same time they wouldn't trade him forever, and how long it took to move him to a new position, and then he starts to look kind of okay there, so let's never let him play there. Let's put O'Hearn there, who we want to trade, and who, God forbid, gets hurt playing first base in this game. What are you going to get for Ryan O'Hearn then, right? But like, yeah, no. We don't even give him his full four or five plate appearances in the one game of the series he does play, and then we don't play him.
And we've asked a lot of guests this week. We had Jacob Calvin Meyer on the show yesterday. He was saying it doesn't make any sense. We had Mike Bordick on the day before. He said it doesn't make sense. He should be playing every single day. And Jason, you brought up yesterday how the stars sort of aligned in the fact that, you know, for the Orioles, that is, to O'Neill was hurt. Ryan Mountcastle was hurt for an extended period of time. Like, you don't have the logjam where you brought him up and it's all there. It's all
right
in front
right-handed
of you.
DH DeJour, yes. Sanchez gets hurt.
Yes, exactly.
And his kid still can't play 2 days in a row.
I just don't get it. And he was really starting to feel good about himself at the end of June. You started to see a little bit more pop. He's been coming through for them in runners and scoring positions.
This is why I say they treat people like nameless, faceless cogs, and he'd rather get a 37th pick that has a monetary value assigned to it that is no human being right now than actually have to figure out how to turn a human being into a baseball player, because he is physically, mentally ill-equipped to do it. They cannot figure out the human element of this, and that this is a human being who you've now asked to change positions at the major league level. You didn't give him enough time in the minors to do that. And then he starts to show you promise, and you find reasons to bench him for people who have no future in this organization, whether that is Sanchez or O'Hearn. Like, it's backwards.
And
it is so backwards and silly and counterintuitive, and it just speaks to the clowns that they are.
And I'm telling you, Jacob mentioned it, Ryan Mountcastle, it sounds like when the 60-day IL is up, he's going to be ready to go. Right-handed bat, first baseman.
Making real money.
You're not going to be able to trade him at this point.
And again, the fact that we're now going to go probably post another trade deadline, and you're still, okay, maybe O'Hearn won't be there, but you'll still probably have Heston and Mayo and Mountcastle, all there clogging up that side. Now that Basayo is knocking on the door too, who's okay, it's kind of a similar right-sided thing, right? It's probably first base. It could be right field if you wanted it. If he's catching, he's not going to be catching all that much because you're stuck with Adley. They're an unserious baseball operation, and I speak of them as such.
Coming up at 4:45, we're going to hit the hot corner. We're going to preview game two, which begins at 5:05. Tomoyuki Sugano, this is his final start before the All-Star break. He's had five straight poor starts, trying to avoid a sixth straight, but coming up next, it's Jerry Coleman. We'll get his thoughts on Brian Baker getting dealt, David Rubenstein's comments, and maybe Jason LaCanfora using the same attorney as one Jerry Coleman. Mm-hmm. That's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fantastic. So much to unpack with the Orioles. Brian Baker, he was traded to the Rays for the 37th overall pick in this week's MLB draft. Orioles won game one of the doubleheader. David Rubenstein talking about salary cap. And who better to talk to about all those topics than one Jerry Coleman. And Jerry, let's just get your initial reaction to the Brian Baker trade 3 weeks away from MLB's trade deadline.
I guess it signals the team is sellers, despite what maybe the GM is inclined to say or others in the clubhouse want to say. But this is the beginning, and I don't know why it had to be a team inside the division. I guess it was too much of an offer to pass up, or was it? But I wouldn't have made a deal with the Rays. I'm always suspicious when the Rays want to make a deal. Jack, that goes back to the Tobias Myers
days. It does. That's a long time ago. But yes, It does. Tim Beckham for Tobias Myers. Like, do you think he will have the conviction to go through with this, though, and trade all the pieces that should be ostensibly dealt? And I mean, and I'm talking more about dudes unlike Baker who don't have years of control.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to go all the way. I think he's going to trade a couple of pieces here and there. I don't know how much, you know, in terms of commodities he has to play with all the injuries the guys have. I just don't know if other teams value some of these guys as much as maybe Orioles fans do. So, yeah, guys like Ryan O'Hearn, maybe Cedric Mullins, guys that are healthy, potentially, you know, some of these pitchers.
Soto, Dominguez, there's a lot. Kittredge?
Yeah, absolutely.
Laureano?
Kittredge.
Ramon? The other Ramon? There's a lot.
None would be considered untouchable, that's for sure.
Jerry,
there's very few untouchables. Sorry.
I agree. There shouldn't be many.
Jerry, I'm sure you saw David Rubenstein's comments earlier this week on C-SPAN, bringing up salary cap
and injuries.
Oh, you're a big C-SPAN guy. Absolutely. Well, I'm sure you saw it on the Twitterverse. Yeah, I'm sure you saw it on the Twitterverse.
I didn't have to wait for Twitter.
Yeah, he saw it in real time.
Rubenstein
channels on continuously.
Yeah, Rubenstein bringing up a non-existent salary cap. This is the third time he's brought it up, I believe, in a calendar year.
Yeah, is this something new? I mean, this is the way baseball's operated for the longest time, and to keep asking about it is just like crying into the wind, because you're not going to get enough momentum in terms of the ownership to do something like this. I think it would be great for the sport. It's just not going to happen, and you have to play ball with the big boys. So that's why you bought into the sport, into the team, into the city, and all that, is to take it to the next level. Like, you know, the team you're playing right now, the team that's in town, they have a billionaire owner who doesn't seem willing to, you know, hold back in terms of expenditures and contracts and such. So that's what I think we all were hoping we were getting when the ownership change came about. And that hasn't been the case just yet. I did hear some great things today about the how the ballpark's going to look next season, you know, in terms of the scoreboard and sound system and all that. But I didn't hear much about the on-the-field product.
Sagano on the bump tonight, Jer. Are you fading Tomo Sagano? Are you fading him?
He was faded about 5 minutes ago, Jason, right before Big Ben called, Beltway Ben, and I said, who the heck is this, to him, as I traditionally do.
Yes.
On a hot day like this, the way he has just been going, I think the Mets are going to be, you know, I mean, it's hard to sweep a doubleheader.
Yes, it
as
is.
Well, so, yeah, I'm not predicting great things from him. So I have him not winning this game. I have him under 15 and a half innings. I think, you know, over
15 and a half outs.
Runs and hits. 15 and a half outs. Yeah.
15 and a half innings would be, yeah. That would be a, that'd be a, he might not have that left.
Under.
He might not have that left in his
under.
Orioles career, Jer. The 15 and a half innings.
We're speaking to Jerry Coleman. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Jerry, let's get to the podcast, the Be More Baseball podcast.
Freddie G.
Yeah, you had
He's ducking us. You got him, but he's ducking us. He came on once with us, said he would come on again, and thought differently of it.
Yeah, but he was able to go on with
everything. When did you have him?
Oh, we had him early. We had him before anybody.
We had him on April, and then we were going to have him on right after Hyde got fired. He was ready to come on with us, but then I think he got a little cold feet, Jerry.
Yeah,
it's been a while, and now he's got a new gig. But tell us about the podcast with Freddie. Yeah.
Well, I think the fact that he did land this third base coaching job with the Braves helped us facilitate this interview, because he had plenty to say about his departure from the Orioles and the way they dismissed Brandon Hyde, along with his thoughts on some of the young stars on the team like Jackson Holliday and Gunnar Henderson, but he didn't really hold back with his opinions on Mike Elias's, you know, lack of acquiring pitching and the such. And he doesn't feel the need to be guarded anymore, it seems like, because he's back in the game. So, and he likes, you know, just being a third base coach, not having to be the manager. So there was a lot of talk about that. And I think the Oriole fans will enjoy what he has to say about the perspective he has on the team. They just saw him, obviously, in Atlanta. and obviously they got swept by the Orioles. But, you know, he tells it like it is now. I think, you know, for a while he was on the lookout for his next job. I think he's very comfortable in Atlanta. So, yeah, definitely check it out on YouTube at Be More Ball Pod, Be More Ball Pod, or the Be More Ball Pod on social media is a way to find it.
Well, in hearing him talk about what he thought was going to be a quick and breezy negotiation to stick around with Elias, and instead he was told, yeah, I want to go in a different direction with Brandon Staff. Like, if there was anybody out there who somehow felt like Mike Elias didn't have his tentacles on every and anything, including deciding who Brandon Hyde's lieutenant should be and what turned out to be the final year of Hyde's career here and what everybody knew was going to be a make or break year for him, I thought that spoke volumes. Him saying, yeah, I thought I was just going to ask for 2 years. He'd give me one because that's how it worked. And instead, he's like, no, I'm going to do some things differently for Hyder.
Yeah, and he didn't understand that. That was done by Zoom right after the wild card loss.
Yeah, they're real people over there at the warehouse. They really get the human side of this. Yeah, let me fire a guy by Zoom.
Yeah, I mean, I was a little perplexed by it based on the fact that what did Freddy Gonzalez do to earn this? And was it his fault the team couldn't hit, couldn't come through in the postseason? I mean, he was steady Freddy to me, and I don't know why they had to disrupt that. But, you know, there's smarter people than me, I guess, inside that warehouse. And they decided to part ways with him. And, you know, that's the way it is. So he's not hesitant to talk about the situation. He remains in touch with Brandon Hyde. I think he told him to take the summer off. You know, I don't know if Brandon Hyde's going to come back as a major league manager. I think that's highly unlikely. I think he has to re-enter as a coach again. And one day maybe he'll get a shot as a skipper. But not instantaneously, that's for sure.
Jerry, a couple weeks ago, oh my gosh, maybe a month or so ago, we brought up the alleged incident where maybe you ran through a school bus stop sign. And you gave a shout out to Michael A. Friedman, who is a sponsor of 105.7 The Fan. And now Jason LaConfora, he got into a little bit of a traffic incident.
I got hosed. I
think it's kind of karma. You were making fun of Jerry, and then the law got you.
I was making fun of him.
And now Michael A. Friedman's got your back, right?
Yes. Jerry helped me get in touch with Stephen Friedman, who was a tremendous conduit for me and helped me locate some legal services down there in North Carolina where this alleged infraction took place. It was merely speeding. It wasn't even speeding.
I heard they're trying to say it's reckless driving.
And they come to find out that this person just got hired on the force and had no idea what she was doing. But you know, it's gonna cost me some money.
I heard it was a relative of the late great Sheriff Buford T. Justice. And I'm telling you, the Friedman family, the law offices of Michael A. Friedman, whether it be Michael, Stephen, or Rachel, they have connections. Not only their tentacles spread not only throughout Maryland, but the country.
Correct.
So, of course, they have contacts in that state.
Yes.
They'll take care of that.
They helped me secure some fine representation.
You know, who this Andy Griffith was.
Roscoe Pico train. It's some ridiculousness down there. But let's just say I've contributed to the gross domestic product of North Carolina now.
He's
what were you doing? I mean, I hope you weren't violating a
It was 75 and a 55 for the most part. At 5:45 in the morning on a Sunday with nobody on the road.
I think it's weak.
Reckless
driving.
Well, it's
the Bible Belt, and, you know, Sunday, I mean, that's the holy day for them.
I guess it, in fact, well, let me tell you, I guess there was no 6 a.m. mass because there was nobody around at 5:45.
Well, you should have told him. Should have told him you were late for church.
I should have. Oh, I don't know if that would have might have played.
Good. That would have been good.
That might have played.
Well, he's Jerry Coleman. You're going to want to check out the latest podcast, Be More Baseball Podcast, with Freddy Gonzalez, because he did not hold back at all when talking about his former team, talking about Mike Elias as well. Jerry, are you still doing the Lido gift card giveaway? Is that still happening?
We are. Okay. When you subscribe to the podcast, you instantly become eligible for a Lido Pizza gift card. Again, at Be More Ball Pod. We need to see the evidence.
What's the process there? How do you choose the person? Or what I'm sure it's totally random.
It's random. He probably punches in a random generator.
Very random. very random like. And what the person does is takes a picture of their subscription to YouTube at Be More Ball Pod. They send that to us.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
And
then our intern, Grant, randomly selects someone.
Oh, that's where I was going to ask you. Have you hired an intern yet? Last time you were soliciting for one.
These darn kids, man, they want money. And I just get good money for them. I don't understand today's youth. And, you know, God bless my nephew, little Cole Frank, anyone who knows him out there. But he's calling me bro now, which is like, dude, I mean, don't call me bro. I'm your uncle, first of all. And second of all, stop telling me about these kids who are giving up their time and they need money for it, okay? It's called experience, and we've all done it. We've all done it, all three of us. So we've talked about this before. There is no money involved in this podcast I am doing. It is going to be a major...
Well, there's money involved in it, but not for anybody else. I mean, let's be real.
It's high profile for the candidates out there. Now, the last time I will say that I came on here, I had a gentleman who was 34 years old, who was an avid Ravens fan, avid listener of you guys in this station.
Awesome.
I'm not going to give his name or information out, but unfortunately, was not a match. Was not a match.
You said he was 34?
He was 34 and looking to get into the game. And I appreciate that, but we are looking for someone just a little bit younger and someone who's going to handle the social media. And
looking for a TikToker.
I mean,
looking for a TikToker?
Gen Z.
I don't even know. I don't even know how to get on.
I don't either.
You mentioned two things to me that are foreign. Substack and TikTok.
Substack. That's our guy, Steve Molesky.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Molesky's got a Substack.
That's at Steve on Baseball, not at Mass and Steve.
No, two very
different people.
Not Mass and Steve.
Each entertaining in their own way.
I was hearing about this. Is there a fake account out there?
It's Mass and Steve.
It's a burner. It's a much better burner than at MLB Executive. It's way better than that.
Or is it one after Jason?
Former MLB Executive. Yeah, at Mass and Steve is a hoot.
I was sitting amongst the crustiest people in the world, baseball writers, today at game one, and they were making fun of the fact that this account was mocking the Baker trade and all the other teams that turned down Brian Baker that were apparently in the running, from the Dodgers to the Norfolk Tides.
Yeah. Oh, the MLB executive burner was big on the trade?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Mass and Steve.
I will check during the break. Jared, thanks so much as always, man. We'll talk soon.
Always a highlight of my week, guys.
Likewise.
See you, Jerry. Coming up at the
Stephen
top of the
Friedman,
hour.
You do the Lord's work.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to reset the Brian Baker trade. Who else should they sell high on right now as the All-Star break is almost upon us? Well, coming up next, though, we're going to preview game two. Tomoyuki Sugano, what can we expect out of him? We'll tell you next. Orioles picked up a big win in game one of a doubleheader, 3-1, thanks to Gunnar Henderson coming through in the clutch. First career pinch hit home run. It was a two-run shot to give the Birds a 2-1 lead. Ramon Laureano had a sac fly later on in the inning. And Charlie Morton pitched really well.
Yes, he did.
Six innings of one-run ball. Starting pitcher for game two, Tomoyuki Sugano, where Morton was horrible to start his Oriole career.
Yes.
Sugano was the Orioles' most consistent pitcher up until a month ago, because his last five starts have been really, really rough, Jason. He has only completed five innings once. He has an ERA nearing 9.
Yeah, he looks like he's out of gas and in need of a move to the pen or a six-man rotation or something. But sending him out every 5 days looks like it's going to be problematic. He's got a 6.75 ERA in his last seven starts. 53 hits allowed in 34 and two-thirds innings pitched. No bueno, 1.8 whip in that span. He's been particularly horrible at home, and this ballpark looked like it was always going to be a problem for him unless that control was impeccable. It hasn't been. And unless that splitty was a real swing and miss chase pitch for him, and it hasn't been lately. 11 home runs allowed and 44 innings pitched at home, a .290 batting average against him. And the last four outings at home have been a complete disaster. 17 earned runs and 21 and a third innings pitch. It's going to be tough to keep that Mets lineup down a second straight game. But the good news for the Orioles is they did not have to exhaust any of their premium bullpen arms other than the Mountain in the first game. So they can mix and match if need be. I think Sugano needs the All-Star break as as much as anybody does. And I think if this goes poorly, they're going to have to think about during that break how they want to reconfigure their starting rotation and what the best role for him would be. Maybe it's a little stint in Norfolk where he just kind of pitches a couple innings here or there, but recharges his batteries. Maybe it's a move to the pen. Again, maybe it's a six-man rotation. But he does not look like he thinks he belongs right now.
Orioles just made a roster move. They have optioned David Bamuelos to AAA Norfolk, and they have recalled Colin Selby, so adding to their bullpen, which they might need with Sugano on the mound. 5:05 first pitch. Coming up next, we're going to reset the big news of the day from the Orioles prior to game one of the doubleheader, and that is Brian Baker heading to Tampa for the 37th overall pick in the upcoming MLB draft. We'll play some Mike Elias sound from meeting with the media after that trade. And also, who else do the Orioles need to sell high on right now? We'll tell you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.